This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in December 9th, 2019. We're talking no other about BioLargo Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today, we're very fortunate, lucky to have him, is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Everett. Glad to be back.
Today, you guys put out a press release bringing a new team member on, which I'm very impressed with her credentials. Her name is Tanya Chandler. If you would, tell us a little bit about her.
Well, Tanya is a 20-plus year veteran of the water and wastewater industry. She also has a couple of years of experience in odor control in the wastewater industry, which is a segment we'd love to focus on because we got a great solution, but we need to build out distribution, right? And so she brings a wealth of talent and experience in developing real-life solutions in the field, customized solutions to solve, you know, real life water and odor problems. I mean, it's, if you look at her background, she's got experience in just about all things environmental that BioLargo is involved in. So it's really a great fit.
Absolutely.
She's worked at big corporate, little corporate, startups. And so we need that entrepreneurial spirit with a big company perspective to really round out our team. So I think we're going to keep her really busy. And she's just a great person too. Everybody just loves her wherever she's worked. And she brings a wealth of knowledge and contacts. And so we think we're going to keep her really busy.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you guys got accomplished last year. Revenue growth up over 37%, $1.8 million for the total year revenue. That being said, you guys broke all the records all around the company, both financially, technically. How do you intend to keep up the pace, and where do we go from here?
You know, it's what a great problem, right? How do we keep up this pace? This is an intense work environment. I mean, nobody's sitting around doing nothing, I can assure you. It's amazing. And I think, you know, everybody's excited too. The company's team, everyone has known that these solutions would find their way to market. They are finding their way to market. As I always say, let's just do what we're doing, but do more of it, right? So the challenge now is to manage the growth. It's a much different phase for the company. I'd say even a year ago, you know, you say, we've got these great innovations. I hope somebody likes it, right? Now they like it. We just got to get the word out and really grow the business. And they really are disruptive opportunities at every level. None of them are easy. None of them are easy. But I'll tell you what, once you round out your service offering, your pricing, your positioning, your marketing with great innovation, you know, the technology just shines bright, right? So I think the trick for us is to narrow the focus, right, on high margin opportunities, high value to a customer, build out the team, put a little capital behind the company for growth, not for sustenance, right? But now it's time to get growth capital and really accelerate. And we look at our current run rate, we think, gosh, with a little capital and some success with our distributors, we could easily double or more our revenue base in 2020. And we just need to stay focused, get those deals done, bring in the partners, and continue expanding the way we are. It's both organic and partnership. Both is going to help us propel to that goal.
You know, we have spoken about the PFAS solutions. Remind us how this came to be and how is it going right now?
Right, PFAS, PFAS is how the industry talks about it. Remember that?
Right.
That's the subject matter of the Dark Waters movie that just came out on national release, right? Well, this issue, it's per and polyfluoroalkali, PFAS solutions, right? And everybody's figuring out this is a big problem. And it's all over the news. It's all over the search engine. And again, you know, I've spoken before, but I was just at another conference just last week where city leaders in Orange County, Orange County, California, which represents about 3.5 to 4 million people, right? It's a big place, are still talking about the significant financial and burden impact on removing PFAS from water. And these compounds are stuck in the water. They're these forever chemicals that are persistent and cumulative. They've been linked to significant adverse health effects, and the evidence has continued to focus. And all the states all over the country are now focused on really identifying how big is this threat and what are we going to do. So the world is looking for a solution. Remember, we got a grant from the EPA, six, 7 months ago. We proved out the first phase that our solution works, And now we're in the scale up mode. We've got an application pending for a phase two grant. We've got additional grants we're working on. We're already in discussions with partners. And what we believe we will bring to market is a low cost solution that will allow us to extract and take these contaminants out of the water in a cost efficient way. And the key for our claim is cost efficiency. You know, there's some technologies that work pretty well, but oh my goodness, are they expensive. Mm. And again, remember, Orange County is predicting a cost of $850 million. Oh my goodness, it's such a big number.
Right.
So if anybody can come in like us and say, look, we can reduce that price tag by half, by 30%. I mean, those are dramatic savings. And that's what we're out to do. And we believe we will do that. When you look at the device itself, we call it an aqueous electrostatic concentrator, right? So it uses electrolysis as a primary mode of action. And as a result of that design, it doesn't have a consumable media like a carbon. Right? Carbon substrates are consumable. They get clogged. You have to recharge them. Therein lies the cost to treat. If you can have a device that doesn't have that consumable media and you have extended useful life, you can dramatically reduce your costs. Well, therein lies our invention. So it's very exciting. I think it's going to be a big showcase for our company. And our engineers are busy at work trying to scale up. And the device is a beautiful design. And we do believe it is scalable. So the future is very bright.
Well, let me ask you this. I want to change gears for a second.
Sure.
Go over some metrics. Your market cap's around $40 million. Your stock's at around close to 25 cents a share. That being said, we talked many times about you guys uplisting onto the NASDAQ.
Yep.
So what is the board's position on that decision?
Well, we talk a lot about this because we know fundamentally it's in the design to really open up the investment opportunity to the national market of qualified institutional investors, where, I don't know, something like 98% of the money that's invested in companies like ours resides. And so it's critical to uplist. It's critical to get that stature behind our company. It's also critical that we don't do it too early. You know, you have to be ready, right? So we're laying the foundation to be ready, right? And I think number one, it starts with cleaning up the balance sheet, right? Make sure that you don't have too much debt. If the debt is convertible, it's got mandatory conversion features. We've done all that. We're down to a very small number of what the industry calls for a tough debt. It's down to about $250,000 and reducing, which is good. So it's a very small number. Last summer, we brought in about $2.8 million, $2.7 million in very friendly convertible debt. That means friendly convertible debt means it's going to convert to equity. And that means it cleans up the balance sheet, right? It also gave us the ability to refinance some of this tough financing that we used in that aggressive growth strategy. Okay, what else? We're growing revenue. And revenue pretty dramatically, right? The odor business has seen a quarter-over-quarter increase of about 25%. Overall revenues, which includes the odor and the engineering group, are about 10% per quarter over the last 2 years. And both are accelerating. I mean, we really think that they have a dramatic future ahead. As I said before, especially if we can get the leverage to these partnerships for distribution, right? Because right now we're doing the sort of the vertical work. That means we're doing everything. It's very labor intensive. It's hard work. It takes money to make money in that situation. Once we find the market traction, we can make a high margin on distributing in through distribution where our partners take the ball, run with it to the service level at the local level, which of course is expensive, right? And so that leverage will help us get to that high margin capability. So, right? So when do we want to uplist? We want to uplist when we're strong, when the stock has a really better reflection of our core underlying value, which is very difficult to do on the OTC market. But that's what we're doing. And we do it by continuing to perform and perform and perform. Okay? So I think the board's position really is, let's do it when it's prudent. Let's do it when we're strong. Let's not take shortcuts. Let's grow the fundamentals. And I think that's exactly what we have done and we're going to continue to do because we want to maximize the value for our shareholders.
Well, before I let you go, what is your message for 2020 for my listeners and your stockholders?
Well, I think there's a couple. I mean, really, great things happen when you get up every day and go to work. And we've been doing that for a very long time, number one. Number two, in the end of the day, the technology is going to carry the ball, right? It just is not going to – it's not going to fail us. It's not going to fail our investors. Our job is to really just keep it together and stay alive as we get into the significance of our adoption cycle. So 2020 is going to be the year in which we see leveraged expansion you know, these products and services are going to find their way through all series of relationships, distributors, licensing. You remember we've got the joint venture cooking in South Korea.
Yep.
It's a great example, right, of how we can extend the reach to the global reach with partners who provide, you know, internal resources, existing customers, infrastructure, and capital. And we then take our recipe and our formulas and we leverage those into a whole, you know, other half of the world, right? I mean, that's how you do it, and that's what we're doing. So I think this is going to be the year where we watch accelerated growth, leverage through these relationships, and it's going to be the best year ever.
Dennis Calvert has been my guest today. He's the CEO and president of BioLargo, Inc. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You know I'm a big fan. And one thing I can say, you are a man of your word. You've been on the show now many, many times. Everything you said that you were going to do has come to fruition. I wish you nothing but the best for 2020. I truly believe this could be a big breakout year for your company.
Amen. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.